With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Members of the West Virginia National Guard are mourning the loss of one of their own.
President Trump announced Thanksgiving night one of two National Guard members shot near the White House Wednesday.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia
had died.
Magnificent person.
Describing the 20-year-old specialist.
Started service in June of 2023. Outstanding in every way.
The other wounded guardsman, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf.
He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life.
The shooter, an Afghan national.
Monster that did this is also in serious condition.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Attorney General Bondi had pledged to seek the death penalty if, in her words, either of these two heroes dies from this Afghan savage's bullets. President Trump plans to tighten immigration policy in the wake of the shooting. The accused gunman is one of about 76,000 Afghans brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration after its botched military withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Trump says the U.S. must gain full control over those who enter and remain in the country. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in decades has claimed at least 128 lives. The BBC's Martin Yip says it spread through seven high-rise residential buildings and is under investigation.
They are looking into things like whether those ferns and other materials being used to cover the bamboo scaffoldings as well as windows of the apartments, that they are fireproof as they should be. At the same time, we've just heard from local media that now the Independent Commission Against Corruption are also moving in. They've done their own arrest and raid this morning against the same construction company in the direction of whether bribe-taking was involved in this renovation work.
The Dow is up 89 points, and this is SRN News. 'Tis the season for living nativities.
With the Christmas season now in full swing, churches all across the nation are preparing their living nativity displays. First Baptist Church of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, will present theirs on December 6th and 7th. In Kentucky, a mobile living nativity will visit locations in Owen, Gallatin, and Grant counties beginning December 5th. And in Indiana, the Southern Wells Community Church will present their interactive nativity on December 7th. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey water company has teamed up with a number of churches and food banks distributing goods to poor people across the state. New Jersey American Water has donated $25,000 to 10 food banks and held food drives at each of its operating centers, which garnered over 1,000 pounds of food and donations from employees and company partners. Among the congregations that have been working with the water company, St. John's Pentecostal Church in Salem County and the United Methodist Church Food Bank of Warren County. SRN News. UPS says a fleet of planes grounded after a deadly crash is expected to miss the peak holiday season.
It's because of inspections and possible repairs. The airline predicts it could be several months before its McDonnell Douglas MD-11 fleet returns to service as it works to meet FAA guidelines. UPS intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak season. An MD-11 crashed November 4th in Louisville, killing three crew members and 11 people on the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
Black Friday bargains may no longer tempt people to leave Thanksgiving tables for midnight mall runs, but the annual sales event still brings more shoppers into stores than any day of the year. Analysts and some retailers did report solid sales gains heading into Black Friday week. More details at SRNNews.com.